It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Pett.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Dozens of gas stations and other businesses around the state are getting an infusion of federal grant funding to build high-speed electric vehicle charging stations. Wisconsin trails some of our neighboring states in the number of EV charging stations available to drivers.
The State Department of Transportation recently awarded about $23 million in federal funds, and construction on these charging stations could begin this summer. To learn more about the electric charging network that is taking shape here, we have Ben Belke, Clean Technology Manager for Renew Wisconsin, a nonprofit renewable energy advocacy organization. Ben, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. So happy to be on.
Well, can you explain the significance of this federal investment in Wisconsin?
Yes, absolutely. The $23 million from NEVI is so huge for the state of Wisconsin. It really solves that chicken or the egg argument when it comes to electric vehicles and electric vehicle infrastructure. Being able to make it easier for electric vehicles to be adopted, as well as spurring new tourism and alleviating concerns of travel and the ability for fast, reliable charging while on the go, I think is huge for the state of Wisconsin. And it really, really is going to, I think, be the start of huge electric vehicle adoption within Wisconsin.
But will this help alleviate range anxiety where drivers are reluctant to take their EV on those long trips for fear they might not be able to plug in?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that has been a concern in the past, and I think NEVI will really solve that. So NEVI not only is in the state of Wisconsin, but it's across the United States for electric vehicle infrastructure, as well as it has DC Level 3 fast charging. Basically, what that means is it's the fastest version of charging that we currently have. And so for some cars, you can get below 30 minutes of charging, which is fast, gets it a little bit closer to what people are used to when they are traveling over those long distances. As well as, I really want to commend WisDOT for the charger locations that they have, because, like you mentioned, range anxiety is not just about the fast, but it's about where they're located. And if you look at the map that is dedicated for Wisconsin, there is such short distances between them. They did a great job at finding those locations. So people should not be struggling to find a reliable charging source while they're on those traveling excursions.
And I want to note this program that you say NEVI is the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program. So when you look at this funding for EV charging stations supporting 53 fast charging projects statewide, what is the state strategy on where these stations will be located?
Yeah, basically what they did is they looked at where they could be. They want to be 50 miles apart from each other. And for this first round of funding, they got as close to that as they could. And they looked at where are the main areas of travel. So you're talking about like 151, you're talking about 90, 94. Some of these popular areas of travel that people will take from location to location, that's where they looked along those interstates for this first round of funding, and really have found those really close spots where they're close to each other, as well as about a mile off the interstate as well. So keeping it really close there.
I'm going to pull off the interstate, and then I'm going to see a Quick Trip. And I want to note here, nearly half of these EV charging projects will be going to Quick Trip locations. Is there a reason why Quick Trip received the most locations of any business on this round of funding?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we're definitely looking into that about the reasons for people, for what they were selected. I think it is great that Quick Trip and other Wisconsin companies have really taken the charge on this. The fact that it's not just Quick Trip, as well as Menards, and as well as so many different Wisconsin companies, I think is so great. And yeah, I think it's really, they're willing to put the chargers in. They're willing to have it match their business model really well. So I'm really, really happy for Quick Trip, as well as all the other Wisconsin-based companies within this round of funding.
Talking with Ben Belke, Clean Technology Manager for Renew Wisconsin, as we look at the recent funding, federal funding for new electric vehicle charging stations around Wisconsin and where they will be. Ben, Minnesota, Michigan, and Illinois have high numbers of accessible charging stations, more than Wisconsin. Iowa, The outlier here, the only state bordering us with fewer stations, that is from the Department of Energy's alternative fueling station locator. Why are we behind our neighbors in infrastructure?
Yeah, Wisconsin has lagged behind in electric vehicle infrastructure, but I think what this is going to do is it's going to set us up to be on par. That's the whole goal with the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Plan, is to get every state on par with each other over those long distance of traveling. And it's really going to allow us to get a lot better with those fast chargers. You're right, we are lagging a little bit behind when it comes to that local and the more local state of charging, and we're going to get there. It's a process, right? Get these fast chargers up there and then look at some of the local charging and get that infrastructure up to par as well. But it's really great to see us really going to be across the board, very similar to other states. So whether you're in Wisconsin and want to travel across the country, or whether you're in Wisconsin and want to travel to many of the great locations within Wisconsin, you shouldn't be concerned about that range once this is built out.
Okay, so what differences are there between our current chargers available in Wisconsin and these proposed EV charging stations on how fast it would be able to restore the battery?
Yeah, great question. So there are currently three levels of charging. There's level one, which is your traditional 120 volts. So this is what you would plug a toaster or your phone charger into. And this charges a little bit slower, and it's great, though, for if you're planning at being at a location for an extended period of time. And really, that's great for it's the lowest cost option for people in their homes. Then there's level two, which is what you would commonly see if people have a battery electric vehicle, as well as it's probably what you see most common within the location. So level two is great for if you have a plug-in hybrid, it's a fast charger, or if you have a complete battery electric vehicle, it's perfect for that as well, over those overnight charging or at hotels where you have a decent amount of time, as well as workplace charging. Level two is perfectly fine and perfectly viable for that. Level three, the ones that we are seeing with this electric vehicle build out, these have a higher power and will thus charge them a lot faster. So sometimes with new electric vehicles can get into sub 30 range of charging. So that's why these are going to be put along the infrastructure or along our interstates and high routes of travel, just because of that build out. And it allows it to be easier for traveling over those long distances or when you need a quick boost here and there. It just makes that a lot easier. So it's just a lot faster of a charging than what we have traditionally had with our level two charging.
Okay, so sub 30, meaning it would take like less than 30 minutes to get that charge and be
correct,
back on the interstate.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, well, let's take a look at the legislation that had to change here. Wisconsin was able to access the federal funding because Governor Tony Evers signed this new legislation into law in March. And one of the law changes how EV chargers bill for the cost of electricity. Why is this change important?
Yeah, so in that act, it changed it from being charged by the hour to being charged by the kilowatt hour. And that has a couple of different importances with it. One, it did open up the NEVI funding to the state of Wisconsin, which is super, super important, obviously, to get these projects underway and built for the state of Wisconsin. But what is also important when it's talking about kilowatt hour versus charging by the hour, which is what we traditionally had, is if you have two vehicles next to each other, you have one that's a Tesla that charges at a faster rate versus, say, an older version of an electric vehicle or, say, an older Nissan Leaf that charges at a slower rate. If you're charging by the time-wise that you're there, so charging by the hour, virtually the Tesla is getting that energy technically for cheaper than the Nissan Leaf, because the Nissan Leaf is charging at a slower rate than that Tesla would. So that's also an important thing to figure out with this. And it really gets it closer to what we're used to, which is gallons, right? You can go to your gas station, you know, oh, it's going to be X amount of gallons per gallon today. And it's the same thing. It's a standard charging unit of kilowatt hours that you're putting into your vehicle.
Will this standardization and this type of transparency, do you think, make an impact on people looking for EVs in the future for their next vehicle?
Absolutely. I think it's going to really help people see and make sure that electric vehicles are right for them and their families. and really increasing that adoption as well. And really knowing, do the numbers figure out? And I think most people will find that they do.
Researchers with the International Council on Clean Transportation, they say that households living in condos and apartments and duplexes, they have barriers to charging electric vehicles at home. What should Wisconsin do to improve access to EV charging for people who don't live in single-family homes?
Yeah, that's something that we're definitely looking at Renew. There's a few things that we can do. I think this electric vehicle charging infrastructure is going to be a huge step forward. It's bringing us a lot closer to, again, that very similar gasoline style of being able to fill up before you go home. I think that's going to be one thing that can be opened up with additional chargers that are going to be put on, as well as we are currently looking at Renew, those barriers of what is causing some people who are in condos to not be able to have that electric vehicle adoption. But I think, like I mentioned before, I think that the level three chargers that are going to be along these routes are going to be such a huge impact for the state of Wisconsin and might make it a lot easier for people who maybe have not been able to transition to electric vehicle because they can only have one car at a time. Being able to make it closer to what they're used to and potentially be able to charge before they get back to their house. But that is something that we're definitely looking at Renew and looking at internally of how we can best help those people.
In our just final seconds together, the remaining $55 million in federal funding here from this program, what are you watching for and how it's allocated?
Yeah, I think what we should be doing is looking at the data, and I think they're going to do a great job of that, but looking at the data and seeing where we have those holes that are currently open, as well as I would really love to see us looking at maybe some of the two popular tourism locations as well of where people like to travel, maybe along the coastline of the Great Lakes, whether it's Great River Road. I think some of these might be some really, really awesome locations to put additional chargers to, again, continue to spur tourism within the state of Wisconsin.
Ben, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you so, so much for having me.
That is Ben Belke, Clean Technology Manager at Renew Wisconsin. And for disclosure, Renew Wisconsin is a business sponsor of WPR.